The fascist globalists, in addition to making unconscionable profits from tobacco and dangerous drugs such as aspartame, may be promoting a program of population reduction. As previously noted, Third Reich Nazis, as well as their prominent American business partners, were greatly interested in the field of eugenics, the study of scientifically applied genetic selection to maintain and improve ideal human characteristics, which grew to include birth and population control. The concept grew from the writings of the Victorian scientist Sir Francis Galton, who after study reached the conclusion that prominent members of British society were such because they had eminent parents. In 1925, after more than a decade in which at least 60,000 defectives in the United States were legally sterilized, Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, writing for the majority in a Supreme Court case, stated, "It is better for all the world if instead of waiting to execute degenerate offspring for crime, or to let them starve for their imbecility, society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind." Of course, to determine who was dirtying the gene pool required extensive population statistics. In 1910, the Eugenics Records Office was established as a branch of the Galton National Laboratory in London, endowed by Mrs. E. H. Harriman, the wife of railroad magnate Edward Harriman and mother of diplomat Averell Harriman. In 1912, Mrs. Harriman sold her substantial shares of New York's Guaranty Trust Bank to J.P. Morgan, thus assuring his control over that institution. After 1900, the Harrimans, the family that gave the Prescott Bush family its start, along with the Rockefellers, provided more than $11 million to create a eugenics research laboratory at Cold Springs Harbor, New York, as well as eugenics studies at Harvard, Columbia, and Cornell. The first International Congress of Eugenics was convened in London in 1912, with Winston Churchill as a director. Obviously, the concept of bloodlines was significant to these people. In 1932, when the Congress met in New York, it was the Hamburg America shipping line controlled by Harriman Associates George Walker and Prescott Bush that brought prominent Germans to the meeting. One leader was psychiatry professor Dr. Ernst Rüden of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Genealogy and Demography in Berlin. Rüden was unanimously elected president of the International Federation of Eugenics Societies for his work in founding the Deutsche Gesellschaft für Rassenhygiene, or the German Society for Racial Hygiene, a forerunner of Hitler's racial institutions.